Welcome back to another episode of Faith and Fame. In this episode, I'll be talking about your friends. Yep, leave them or keep them. What kind of friendships do you value? How do you determine what friendships you should keep? How do you know when it's time to cut ties and level up? What does their fruit say about them? Or better yet, what does your fruit say about you? Let's talk about friendship and take a look at what the Bible has to say about it too. This is Faith and Fame with Brittany Q. Hill. Stay tuned.
Friendship has been a constant reoccurring theme in my life for like the past 3-4 years, and I finally feel like sis got a little hold and understanding of the art of friendship. So quick story about friendship. A couple years ago, about a little over 2 years to be exact, I lost my little sister in a tragic car accident that took her life. It's not a sad story. This is just a story about real life. A little backstory. I live in LA by myself. I got a couple cousins around the corner, but for the most part, it's just me, myself, and I thugging it out. And so at the time of the accident, I had to fly back home to North Carolina to be with my family, to have her services and just, you know, grieve and get myself together. The month had passed and it was time for me to get back to my life. You know, I had to get back to work. I had to get going. And so I flew back to LA. And again, I didn't have a lot of family here. It was just me for the most part, with the exception of my friends. At the time, I had two extremely close friends. They were my best friends. They were like my sisters. And let me just be clear, this is not to discredit them or shade them at all, but this is just my story, my truth. And so you would think that at such a tumultuous time in my life that these friends would rally behind me and be my support system and hold me up when I couldn't hold myself up. Unfortunately, instead, these two best friends of mine were nowhere to be found. In fact, there were many instances where I would like get on Instagram and pull up their IG stories, and I would see them cruising down Malibu, top down, just living their best life. And I couldn't get a phone call. Not now one of them pulled up on me to see how I was doing. It was a very isolated, lonely time. And that was the first encounter where I realized things had shifted between us in our friendship. Eventually we made amends and everything got back to normal, but slowly but surely things started to shift again. And I just want to highlight really quick that when people show you who they are, believe them. So time had passed and I had realized with these two friends again that I wasn't getting invited to the party no more. You know, our usual brunch spots, I would see them going out to eat and Brittany was not getting that now single invite. And you know, typically I don't care. I don't have to be invited to anything, but when it's your sisters, it hurts. It hits you different. And so finally I had a conversation with one of them and I was just like, yo, what's up? Like, what's going on? Like, clearly there's some type of beef or discrepancy that we need to handle because y'all just, it's almost like y'all don't really want to fool with me no more. What is it? She looked at me and she said, Britt, you're not fun anymore. But I couldn't even be mad at her for what she was saying, because the truth of the matter is that maybe I wasn't. You know, I had stopped drinking. I wasn't into the turn up and the partying and club hopping no more, throwing back shots. That just wasn't me anymore, because God was tugging on my heart and he was calling me deeper into my purpose. So certain things that I used to love doing just didn't do it for me no more. And so where they would like to go out bar hopping, club hopping, and you know, popping bottles, I just wasn't into it. And so I could understand that I probably was no longer the life of the party, and because I didn't engage with them the way that they wanted me to, I was now seen as the boring friend. And when she said that, whereas most people probably offended, it brought me so much peace, because I knew that God was stretching me and growing me and pushing me deeper into my purpose, that certain things I just couldn't do anymore. And that leads me to my point about friendships, is that sometimes when God is pushing you deeper into your purpose, he's elevating you, he's propelling you, he's strengthening you, he's growing you, he's maturing you, everybody can't go with you and everybody's not gonna understand what he's doing in you. And so I want to talk to you guys about friendships, right? When God is elevating you and pushing you into deeper dimensions and he's elevating you, everybody can't go with you. And I think it's so incredibly important to pay attention to when the seasons change and just why it's necessary. All right, check it. So let's get into this lesson. I got 3 points I want to make for you guys, because y'all know I love my 3 points. So I got 3 points, 3 scriptures to highlight. And so let's get into it. Number one, Everybody can't go with you. Everybody ain't meant to go with you on your journey, sis. Everybody can't go, bro. And that's just what it is, and it's okay. When God is elevating you, expanding you, driving you deeper into your purpose, he's taking you to new heights and into new dimensions, you've got to be okay with shedding dead weight, right? And that's why it's so important to know when the seasons have changed. We always talk about, you know, certain people are only in your life for a season until it comes time to apply that to our own life. So I want to highlight this key verse about seasons. We're going to talk about Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. And again, I'm not going to read the whole thing, just a couple of verses. And I got you right here. But Ecclesiastes 3, 1 says, for everything, not this thing, not that thing, everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Everything. That means your friendships, your relationships, your job, when to have kids. There's a season for everything. And I want to drop down to verse 6 really quick. And verse 6 says, a time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. You've got to know when certain seasons in your life, especially when it relates to friendships, is over. Because oftentimes when we end up getting hurt by certain people, it's not by what they say or what they do. It's because God already showed you who these people were. But instead of heeding to his warning and cutting certain ties when he told you to, you decided to hang on to it and then you ended up getting burned. I want to highlight another story in the Bible. It's in Genesis 13, I believe. When Abram, before he became Abraham, him and Lot were headed south, and there came a point in their journey where it was basically kind of like a fork in the road where you could either go left or right. And Abram pulled Lot to the side. He said, let me holler at you real quick, bro. Listen, I love you. Ain't no bad blood. Ain't no beef between us. Ain't no animosity. But I gotta go my separate way. One, because both of them had way too much stuff, and if they were to go together, the land just could not carry the both of them. And then two, their herdsmen were kind of beefing with each other, and Abram was like, I can't have that. So this is where it gets good. Abraham lovingly said, listen, Lot, you know, we're brothers. We are brethren. It says it in the word. We are brethren. Ain't no beef, ain't no animosity, but I gotta go my way and you gotta go yours. But because I love you, I'm gonna let you choose which way to go. So if you choose to go left, I'm gonna go right. If you go right, I'm gonna go left, but we cannot go together. The moral of that story is when it comes time to sever certain ties with your friends or any relationship, you can do it out of love. Everything ain't gotta be ugly and malicious and hostile. You can move out of love. Let Abram be the example. You can holler at your sister and your bro and say, listen, I love you. I'm gonna always rock with you. I'm gonna always support you. I want the best for you. I wanna see you eat. You just can't eat with me no more. But you know what? I love you so much that I'm gonna let you choose what you take with you. You know what I mean? If you want to go left, I'm gonna go right. But we can't do it together anymore. And I think that is so profound. So when it comes to your relationships and breaking and severing ties, do it out of love. You want to leave on a clean slate. My second point. I know a lot of y'all are probably questioning, like, how do you know exactly when it's time to sever ties? How do you know when a relationship in your life has expired? I'm so glad that you asked. Hold on, let me fix my hair real quick. I'm so glad that you asked. Check their fruit. I am a fruit checker. And I know a lot of y'all are probably like, what does that mean? Check like for berries, strawberries? No, I'm not talking about real fruit. Check their fruit. Let me give you a scripture. Matthew 7, 15 through 20. I'm going to read it really quick. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. And how many times have we heard that? People appearing as a sheep, but they're really wolves in sheep's clothing. You will know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? No. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree is gonna bear some bad fruit, okay? A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit shall be cut down and thrown into the fire. You will know them by their fruit. Let me give you an example. How many of y'all got some friends that every time y'all get together, they wanna gossip about everything and everybody under the sun? They wanna slander everybody because they're doing something that you're not doing, and so they just wanna complain about everything under the sun. Pay attention to those friends, those natural pessimists that never have anything good to say about anybody else. They don't know how to praise anybody else's wins. That's bad fruit. But friends who produce good fruit are the type of friends that pray for you, that cover you, that when you're going through something and you can't really pray and cover yourself, they stand in the gap for you. They push you into your destiny. They propel you. They hold you accountable. They're not going to let you just mess up and fall into some mess. They're not going to let you get with that chick where all she wants to do is sleep with you or get you for your money. Like friends that actually got your back and want the best for you. That is good fruit. Okay. My third point, because I don't want this to be just about, you know, cutting people off, because we live in this generation that's all about cancel culture. You know, somebody says or does something wrong, now we're canceling them. And I think that's dangerous. This is not about just cutting people off just to cut them off, because the truth is, we need friendship. We need brotherhood. We need sisterhood. It is essential to our growth. The difference is knowing those friends that are going to help you in who you're becoming and where you're going. Not where you've been or where you used to be, but who you are now and who God is shifting you into becoming, right? They are your purpose mates, your purpose partners. And that's not always just, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Your friends are purpose mates too. I wanna say this because oftentimes we talk about being equally yoked and we think that pertains to just a romantic relationship. Yo, you can be equally yoked and unequally yoked with your friends as well. And so I want to give you one final verse, which is John 15, 12 through 13. And it says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's own life for his friends." And that's exactly what Jesus did for us. And I want to say that because Jesus is the perfect example of friends, right? I think that none of us are perfect, whether it be in friendship, business, work, whatever. We're not perfect. We're gonna make mistakes. We're gonna disappoint people. And so I think it's important to, you know, extend grace where needed, where it's necessary, right? If they always say, if somebody, you know, fools you once, shame on them. If they fool you twice, shame on you. And I kind of agree. When somebody shows you who they are repetitively, you have to believe them. You gotta believe them. But they're gonna come a point in time where people are gonna fall short. Why? Because we're human. We are human. We're gonna make mistakes. We're not always gonna get it right. So extend grace where grace is needed. But when God is showing you that somebody is no longer bearing good fruit in your life, you gotta learn when to cut that vine. Though friendship can be very messy and challenging at times, if done right, friendship is one of the best gifts that God has given us. And if we mimic God's example of friendship and what it is to love your sister or your brother in Christ, then I think we're gonna be all right. And so that's my story, my spill for the day on friendship. And I would encourage you guys in this season of 2020, listen, pay attention to the friendships that you have, the relationships, the business partnerships, all the relationships in your life. Take this time in the quarantine and during COVID-19 to really highlight and study and search your friendships. Are you surrounding yourself with like-minded people who are gonna hold you accountable and help you grow and become who God is calling you to be? Who's gonna help you become your best self? And even furthermore, are you that friend? All right? So that's all I got for y'all. Until next time, peace.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Faith and Fame with Brittany Q. Hill. Be sure to subscribe and make sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes. See you next week.